Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. We lift you up, El Elyon, God, God Most High. We lift you up, El Shaddai, God Almighty. Lord, we lift up your name, we lift up your very presence, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the Ark, Lord. You are the place of safety and rest and peace. You are Jesus. Do you find it hard to concentrate? Well, this is part of the Isaiah chapter 60, Gross Darkness Shall Cover the People. In Isaiah chapter 60, do you find it hard to find peace? May I suggest that this is part of the Isaiah chapter 60, Gross Darkness Shall Cover the People. Do you find it hard to get up? May I suggest that this again is part of the Isaiah chapter 60, Gross Darkness Shall Cover the People. Then may I remind you right now that you are commanded by the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 60, the Word of God commands you to arise and shine, for your light has come. This is not a request. It is a command from Almighty God. And it is written, the Word of God commands you right now to get up in the name of Jesus. Almighty God commands you to arise and shine in the midst of the darkness that covers the earth. There is a battle going on in the heavenlies right now, not to bring victory for God's people, because the battle has already been won by Jesus. Jesus says, I have already overcome the world. But the enemy will always try to come up against us, and we are commanded to maintain, to stand, to overcome in opposition to the enemy. And the heavenly host are fulfilling their part by answering our prayers. Just like the angel did for Daniel when he prayed. That is the battle going on in the heavenlies. The angelic host is dispatched when we pray for strength to stand, for power to keep going, our prayers for Holy Spirit wisdom not to fall into the pit of the enemy. Our prayers for Holy Spirit to help us to not to tell lies and not to steal and to not be ungodly. The enemy has been trying to put us to sleep and shut us up because this is the year 2020, the year of pay, the appointed and ordained time to open our mouths. The enemy has been saying, and it sounds very logical, because it was the enemy who brought the virus, the enemy has been saying, isolate yourselves. Do not meet in large groups. No physical contact. Very logical. Very painful. Very unsocial. So, we have also entered the time when what we say comes to pass. If we side with the enemy and repeat and say his lies and the media gossip, then we enlarge the sickness that he brings. There is nothing the enemy loves more than when we are, and I quote, self-slaughtered. He loves to see us harm and hurt ourselves with our words and what we say, because he knows that what we say comes to pass, especially in such a time as this. And as we have all witnessed, he brings ungodly violence to come about in the news. He brings about an undeniable outrage. And his minions explode it. His minions take situations out of context. I remind you, these are the last seconds of the last days. And the enemy is pulling out every vile and ugly situation that he has. It is his nature to do so until his end, until the end. Oh, I look forward to the day when the truth will be revealed, when we will see the demons in their true form and for what they really are. Psalm 8, verse 9. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic and glorious and excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord God, my soul yearns for your courts. Again, the Lord reminds me, those who know their God will do exploits. Those who know their God will recognize what is godly and what is not. And I agree, it takes the strength of an exploit to stand nowadays. Oh Lord my God, how majestic are your ways. So be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. This is just a twinkling of an eye. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. I encourage you to arise and be all that you can be, to be all that Christ Jesus has, the Anointed One, has made you to be. Get up off your bed, the bed that you have made for yourself. Get up, take up your bed of complacency and fear and walk. I'll spell that out for you. W, wake up. Recognize that Almighty God is talking to you. A, arise, move, change your position. The position you are in is not working. You may not have recognized it, but you've stopped moving. Get in the position that Almighty God has for you. Get on your knees and ask him to get you in the position that he has for you. L, leave behind the old. Let go of the old wine so that you can receive the new. K, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep breathing, keep praying. Keep declaring God's word. Keep reading God's word. Keep witnessing. Keep praising. Keep singing. Keep living. And keep breathing. You are commanded not to just arise, but to shine. To be all that Almighty God made you to be. Go do it. Go be it. Whatever God has called you to do and be, go shine in Jesus' name. For Jesus' name. You can never say that you did not have time to do it. The Lord has taken away every crutch and every excuse. Go and multiply. Go and bear fruit. Go and multiply the one or the two or the six talents that God gave you. And only you know what that is. That's what God has given you. I encourage you to talk to Almighty God as often and as much as you can, like you have never spoken to him before. Sing to him. Communicate with him in as many ways as you can and as often as you can. Embrace him. When you love someone, you want to be with them as often and as much as you can, in any way that you can. Go for it. Go all out. Be a child of God. Breathe in when your Father breathes out. Breathe out when your Father breathes in. Share the breath of God. I encourage you, go. Be expectant. Go be a Christian. Go be new. Go be wine. Go and be the new wine. Go be contagious with God. Go and give birth. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Arise from the depression. Arise from the prostration in which circumstances of sickness and fear have kept you. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. I say again, shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. If we belong to him, then he is talking to us. If we are called by his name, then he is talking to us. Can we humble ourselves to realize that not one of us is perfect? To turn from our wicked ways. Here he is not telling the world to turn from their wicked ways, but us. He is telling us, his people, called by his name, to turn from our wicked ways, our lies, our fornication, our ungodliness. If we can be humble enough to confess and name that we have sins that we are afraid to name and to confess, then he will hear from heaven, forgive our sin. What is our sin? Child molester, fornicator, sex addict, pornography addict, child abuser, foul-mouthed, foul-thinking. Am I speaking too plainly? Am I naming things that, as a self-proclaimed child of God, we cannot mention, let alone to be battling with? Is that why 2,000 years ago the Holy Spirit wrote to the Laodicean church and told the church, God's people, to repent? No more cover up. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. For you say, I am in need of nothing, and you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Purchase from me white clothes to clothe you, and salve to put on your eyes that you may see. That's what Jesus says. And we ask the Lord to heal our land. What is your land? Where has God placed you to be effective? Heal our hearts, Lord Jesus. Forgive us and heal our relationship with you. Sanctify us, Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11. And when the priests had come out of the holy place, for all the priests present had sanctified themselves, separating themselves from everything that defiles, without regard to their divisions. Then, says verse 13, then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. And verse 14 says, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. I go back to Isaiah chapter 60. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I have prayed a prayer, and I hope you prayed it with me previously, to step into the new realm of God's healing power that I believe he has released on the earth. Now, this is new for me. I'm arising into a newness. I'm trying to arise into an area that I have not stepped into before. So can we step into that area together? Like I said, I hoped you prayed with me. You can just ask the Holy Spirit to ask you, to allow you to step into the newness of his new healing power. But I ask you, child of God, that while you're sharing your Jesus, let us remember those who haven't accepted him completely. So I ask you now, if you have not accepted Jesus into your life and you would like him to be your Lord and Savior, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins, and I accept that now. I ask you to come into my heart and to be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, open up inside me. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Show me how to live the life that you have for me, Lord Jesus. Show me the plans that you have for me so that I can completely be yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.